The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold. It is keys to success. This knowledge does hold.
We are present in the city of Cape Town in South Africa, and today we are going to be discussing a very important topic, and that is causes of divorce. Haji Saab, of the permissible acts in Sharia, one of the most disliked acts is, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is divorce. But we find that the divorce rate is increasing day by day.
A friend of ours got married, and he was very close to Huzur Sayyidi Qutb-e Madina, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Huzur Sayyidi Qutb-e Madina wrote him a letter of congratulation for the marriage. And he wrote one sentence: now you are married, please be patient. The whole issue to make the marriage successful is to have a lot of patience.
My opinion is that Shariat ne jo boundary banayi hai, daira banaya hai, jo us daire se bahar aayega, nuksan uthayega.
The circle that Sharia has made, anyone who will come out of that circle will face difficulties.
How can you protect them? We try to protect them. They are our sister. I want to save my Islamic sister.
So, Mufti Saab, the summary of the message of Nigrani Shura is this, that, you know, at the beginning, Nigrani Shura says that sometimes the cause of divorces starts from before the marriage. When choosing a spouse, many people look for different things. People look for wealth, people look for fame, people look for status.
Physical beauty
and other things. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the center of your life, then you are not going to, you know, follow those laws which are laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And then these things, how long would they last? I mean, this wealth, fame, beauty.
It's temporary.
Wealth doesn't stay with people always. Beauty doesn't stay with people always. I mean, physical beauty. But deen is there always. Till the last breath.
Wo bhi dekhna hai. Yes. Hadith ki sharah mein hai. Wo bhi dekhna hai.
Yes.
Nasab bhi dekhna hai. Husn o jamal bhi dekhna hai. Jo bhi matlab ek cheez hoti hai.
Yes, yes.
In cheezon ko dekhna hai. But priority jo hai na,
priority
jo hai na, wo deendari ko deni.
Because if a person has, you know, if the person, you know, like the hadith mubarakah says, al-hubbu fillah wal-bughzu fillah, love for Allah and hate for Allah. And if you are loving your spouse for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will love your spouse and you will treat your spouse according to the way how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you to deal with your spouse. That is the way you will deal with your spouse, because now you are loving for the sake of Allah.
Also, because deen was the priority, and Allah will give barakah in that relationship, because the preference was given to deen.
Yes. And our lives are regulated, Mufti Saab. Our lives are regulated by the laws of Sharia. You know, we may have our understanding of how life should be, but because we are Muslim and we have submitted totally to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we should live our lives in accordance to the rules and regulations set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Nigrani Shura has mentioned, the Quran has mentioned it very clearly, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. So if that is, and that is the natural way, like Nigrani Shura says, that Islam is the natural way of life. We cannot change our nature. You know, men cannot fall pregnant. If it were the case that men could have children, then you could say, yes, let the women go out and work, and we'll stay at home, do the cooking and cleaning and ironing, etc., and we'll also bear the babies. So the way we have been created is different.
Some companies, they have conditions. Women cannot marry 5 year, 6 year or 7 year and whatever. Mm-hmm. ये agreement होता है कि ये औरत हमारी firm में है और ये इतने अरसे तक शादी नहीं करेगी. शादी करेगी तो ये इतने अरसे तक तो दबसर रह जाएगी.
Yes.
She'll get pregnant, she'll have babies.
इसकी family life तो खत्म हो गई ना. मगर औरतें बाकायदा वो job करती हैं.
Yes.
और वो बाद में जब इनकी एज निकल जाती है, हमें इसका तजर्बा है, मुफ्ती साहब प्लीज एक्सप्लेन, हमें इसका तजर्बा है कि वो अपने किसी भी फ्यूचर के लिए ये बहुत अजीब और गरीब जॉब्स होती हैं, इनमें मोस्टली जॉब्स गैर शरई हैं।
yes.
तो वो उनकी एज निकल जाती है पैसे कमाने में, और वो इस चीजों का लिहाज नहीं रखती है। लेकिन उसके बाद जब ये शादी के लिए आती हैं, तो उनसे कोई शादी करने वाला नहीं होता, क्योंकि उनकी लाइफ ऐसी अजीब हो जाती है कि नहीं मतलब उनकी शादी हो पाती, और वो बाकायदा आकर अपनी शादियों के लिए रूहानी इलाज करवाती हैं।
yes.
कि अब कुछ करें हमारी शादी हो जाए, क्योंकि उनकी शादी की एज निकल जाती है, और वो ऐसा अजीब माहौल में रहती हैं कि उनकी शादियां जल्दी नहीं होती। ये गौर करें औरतें कि ये क्या कर रही हैं,
disrupting the entire system.
There are a lot of you know corporate companies that have this condition that you cannot marry for you know it's for women for a certain period, otherwise you won't be able to serve the company very well, because if you go get married then you may fall pregnant and have baby and all that, so you're no good for us. And they sign the agreement, they don't get married, and they work for money sake, you know. But when they're free from that and they want to settle down now, they want to get married, then they are too old. They don't find the suitable spouses, men to marry them, and then they're running around. As Nigrana Shura said, it's our personal experience coming for ruhani ilaj, taweez, dua, this and that, so somebody can marry them. So when it was right time for them to get married, they did not get married for whatever reasons. So it's unnatural. The point that's being proven that when you do something unnatural, you will face the
consequences. कि रिश्ते आते हैं, अगर आप नहीं कबूल करोगे या आना बंद हो जाएंगे।
It is mentioned in books that you know people will come to ask the hand of girls in marriage, but if you don't accept them they will stop coming.
ये कंफ्यूजन ना हो जाए कि टॉपिक हट गए, हम टॉपिक पर हैं
जी,
क्योंकि ये जो तलाक का जो मौजू है, causes of
divorces,
ये जो टॉपिक है, ये हम इसी टॉपिक को लेकर चल रहे हैं कि ये जो फैमिली इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डिमोलिश हो चुका है, ये डिमोलिश होने के बाद ये सारी चीजें बढ़ गई। वी आर ट्राइंग टू मैनेज दिस फैमिली इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर एज वेल, एंड इफ वी सक्सेस इंशाल्लाह तबारक व तआला, द कॉजेस ऑफ डिवोर्सेस दिस बिकम अ डाउन। अगर ये फैमिली इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर जो डिमोलिश हो चुका है ना, इसको किसी सूरत हम संभाल लें, क्योंकि बच्चे भी उजड़ जाते हैं, फैमिली खत्म हो जाती है। इतना वास्ट टॉपिक है मुफ्ती साहब, इतना वास्ट टॉपिक है, और मैं आपको बताऊं, अगर इस टॉपिक पर हम बैठे ही रहे ना, तो व्यूवर्स ऑफ मंदी चैनल के पता नहीं आप किसी एक घर की बात कर रहे हो, कभी किसी घर की बात कर रहे हो, उनको सा लगे आप उनके घर की बात कर रहे हैं, क्योंकि मोस्टली द मेंबर्स ऑफ सोसाइटी हैव अ दैट टाइप ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स।
हाजी साहब, इफ यू लुक एट इट, यू नो वुमेन आर फाइटिंग फॉर देयर राइट्स, एंड द थिंग इज दैट दे डोंट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट देयर राइट्स आर, सो they want equal opportunity, job opportunities. What the end result is that the women, they are also working to bring money home, but they also have to clean the house, they also have to cook, they also have to look after the children, because these are, you know, natural things. So what happens is that they doing double work now.
This is the extra responsibility.
Yes.
Job.
Why does a house need extra income? Shaibe, what are some of the reasons? What is your opinion? What is
yes, I know. It's that ye problem aa gaya ki hamare kharche badh gaye.
Why?
So we manage our expense. Listen.
Because everybody wants to have a better life.
Nahi, better life apni jagah par hai. Aapne baat sahi ki. Hamara nature change hai. Our nature is change. Hum एक्सपेंस के मुताबिक इनकम की कोशिश करते हैं, हमें इनकम के मुताबिक अपने एक्सपेंस मैनेज करने चाहिए।
But see, the word is used, everyone is looking for better life. I mean, what is better life?
Better life, in the sense of luxury life. Shall I have a nice house? You know, shall I have a luxurious car?
My car, my son car, my daughter car, and my bachcho ki ummi hai.
Okay, ummi.
Everybody wants his own.
Uski car alag, phir maa ki car alag, to abbu ki car alag, to sabki car alag, sabka petrol alag, sabke driver alag, sabke maintenance alag, sabki car pouch alag. Aur itna bada bada car pouch, ye sab karna hai to phir sab milkar kamao, ghar chhodo, ghar choda, aur phir bachche to bachche na, bachche to nahi jayenge kaam par. तो फिर घर जब छोड़ा तो फिर घर बच्चों को संभालने के लिए आया रखी क्या कहेंगे
मेड
मेड रखी तो बच्चे मेड के साथ हो गए और इनको पता नहीं है मां-बाप ने कब क्या किया
पिकिंग अप वैल्यूज एंड कल्चर एंड थॉट्स ऑफ द मेड्स एंड द नैनीज
अब जब बच्चे बड़े हुए तो दे डोंट नो व्हाट अबाउट देयर फादर एंड देयर मदर तो जब वो बड़े हुए तो वो मेड भी आगे चले गए और बच्चे बाहर चले गए क्योंकि मेड मेड है मेड मेड मदर और फादर नहीं है तो वो बच्चे बाहर चले गए मेड अपना काम करता ही रहे बच्चे अपना काम करते रहे जब बच्चे बड़े हो गए तो इन्होंने बाहर देखा माँ बाप को देखा नहीं और जब बच्चे बड़े हुए माँ बाप बूढ़े हो गए अब माँ बाप को जरूरत थी कि बच्चे इनको देखें तो बच्चे माँ बाप को देखना बंद हो गए तो माँ बाप को उठा कर बच्चों ने उन्होंने भी मेड रख दी है हमारे लिए हमें माँ बाप की जरूरत थी तो माँ बाप ने मेड रखे अब माँ बाप को बच्चों की जरूरत हो तो बच्चों ने मेड रख दी है मेड की निकल पड़ी और खर्चा बढ़ गया दिस इज ये सिंपल सी शॉर्ट स्टोरी है
बट सर हाजी साहब आई वुड लाइक टू करेक्ट द लैंग्वेज थ्रू मदनी चैनल डोंट कॉल दिस काइंड ऑफ लाइफ ए बेटर लाइफ बेटर लाइफ इज फॉर दोज हु फियर अल्लाह हु हैव तवक्कुल And they live their lives according to the income that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them with rizq halal, with halal earning. And they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their life is better life. You know, luxurious life is something different. Better life is something different. Because better is a quality that comes after good. You know, even if we have good life, and that is the life of piety, life of taqwa, you know, you day by day relating and bonding with your Creator, with the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, following Sharia. So that's a good life, that's a better life. The more pious you are, the more better your life is.
Mansooba car hai. We have car, we have servant, we have maids, we have everything. But, okay. But same house, we don't have understanding, we don't have peace, we don't have morality. Kya kahenge?
Morality.
We don't have dignity together. Eh? So, ye cheeze kya fayda denge?
There is no charm of life.
To acha in cheezon ki life kitni glamour ki? Few years. Iske baad aapko chahiye hogi jo cheeze. और वो नहीं आपके पास
बट भाई साहब इट कनेक्ट्स द नफ्स यू आर वेयरिंग ए लग्जूरियस वॉच सो आई वांट टू बाय द सेम वॉच ओके आई मीन यू हैव ए लग्जूरियस लाइफ सो आई वांट टू हैव ए लग्जूरियस लाइफ इट्स कनेक्ट्स टू द नफ्स यू नो वी कैन नॉट स्टॉप इट सो यू हैव इट आई डोंट हैव इट सो आई वांट टू गो फॉर दैट So how I will go for it? Because I don't have the money.
The lack of Islamic knowledge. This culture developed in our society, the reason is the lack of Islamic knowledge. Some community, I mean non-Muslim, they believe, inka akida ye hai ki inhone marne ke baad jeena nahi hai. Tisab, am I right?
Some of them do believe that there is no, you know,
life after death
or day of judgment.
Inki logic ye hai ke jo kiya yahi kiya.
So their philosophy and logic is that whatever you do here.
Inhone yahan ke liye jo inko ho sakta tha kiya. Aur hamari zindagi ये एक हमने यहाँ जीना है वहाँ जीने के लिए
So they have done everything to make this life comfortable, but our living is based on a different kind of understanding, that we have to live here for living in the hereafter.
मैं यही एडवाइस करूंगा कि लग्जरी लाइफ के लिए और इंडिपेंडेंस लाइफ के लिए अपनी मोहब्बत को मत, मोहब्बत का सौदा मत करो, प्यार का सौदा मत करो, अंडरस्टैंडिंग का सौदा मत करो, आपस की हॉस्पिटैलिटी का सौदा मत करो, ये सौदे मत करो, ये बहुत बड़ा लॉस है। जो आप खरीद रहे हैं वो मिट्टी का प्याला है, और इसके अगेंस्ट जो आप दे रहे हैं वो सोने का प्याला है। सोने का प्याला ड्यूरेबल होता है, मिट्टी का प्याला कितना खूबसूरत हो टूट जाता है।
यस, एज ए कंक्लूजन टू द डिस्कशन व्हाट इज बीइंग सेड दैट डोंट सैक्रिफाइस योर लव एंड योर रिलेशनशिप एंड this ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in the form of husband or wife, and he made you a unit for the sake of some comforts and luxuries in this world and on the name of so-called freedom, etc. Don't give your golden bowl against a bowl, or in return with a bowl which is made of clay, because what is made of golden bowl is expensive, is valuable, it's durable. But this bowl of clay that you are getting in return with the bowl of gold is very breakable. It doesn't have much value, so you would be in loss end of the day.
Translate कर रहे थे ना, मैं कुछ एक तस्वीर मुझे हंसी आ रही थी एक तस्वीर में, क्या कहेंगे इसको?
Yes, while I was translating, Haji Sahab said that I was gone deep into some thoughts and I felt like laughing.
ये कैसा culture है?
What kind of culture is this?
कि एक कंपनी का मर्द घर के बाहर कार पार्क, घर के बाहर कार लाता है, पोंप पोंप हॉर्न बजाता है, उसकी बीवी निकलती है और उस कंपनी के गैर मर्द के साथ बैठकर ऑफिस जा रही होती है। थोड़ी देर के बाद मर्द के निकलने की बारी आती है, ये जाता है और किसी घर के बाहर खड़ा होकर पोंप पोंप बजाता है, उसकी बीवी निकलती है उसके साथ बैठकर उसकी ऑफिस में जा रही होती है। The Muslim need that culture.
What kind of culture is this, that a man, a co-worker in the company, comes and parks his car outside and he hoots woman which is not his wife, a co-worker in the company, she goes and she sits with that ghair mahram, strange man, and goes to the office to work. And then after a while, the man of this house, whose wife is already gone with a stranger, he sits in his car and he goes and stands in somebody else's, in front of somebody else's house, and he hoots. And somebody else's wife, who is his co-worker in the company, she comes and sits
and
with him.
And Mufti Sahib, and sometime wife and husband, वो घंटों तैयार हो गए ना, औरत तैयार हो रही है, मर्द तैयार हो रहा है, वो दोनों मिलकर गए, जवान बेटी पीछे बैठी है, जवान बेटा पीछे बैठा है, वाइफ बेपर्दा होकर आगे बैठी हुई है, मर्द कोट टाई पहनकर दाढ़ी मुंडाकर आगे बैठा हुआ। आपको पूरी एक्सप्लेनेशन देनी है प्लीज, ठीक है? मैं वेस्टर्न कल्चर से बात करना चाहता हूँ, बट बिकॉज आई कैन नॉट स्पीक इंग्लिश वेल नाउ। ये तैयार हुए, कार स्टार्ट की, पार्टी में गए, पार्टी में हाय हेलो हाउ आर यू, वो आदमी उतर कर औरतों से बात कर रहा है, बीवी उतर कर मर्दों से बात कर रही है, ठीक है ना? हलो हाई हो गया, पार्टी में गए, पार्टी में जाकर थोड़ी देर बैठे रहे, मर्द चला गया किसी और एक और औरत के साथ नाचने के लिए, औरत चली गई किसी और मर्द के साथ नाचने के लिए, उसके साथ थोड़ा सा बातें हो रही है, नाच वाच हो रहा है और बातें बातें हो रही है, ड्रिंक व्रिंक हो रही है, चाहे भले वो पानी पिए, शरबत पिए, बोतल पिए, जो भी पिए, ये हो रहा है. और वेयर इज माई सन, तो वो किसी लड़की के साथ वहां खड़ा हुआ है. वेयर इज माई डॉटर, वो किसी लड़के के साथ. ओ सो नाइस, क्या जोड़ा लग रहा है. माई सन वो सो ब्यूटी डांस, ये सब कर रहे हैं. तो वो मतलब ये इस वेस्टर्न कल्चर है. Am I right or wrong, Mufti sir?
Yes, correct.
But am I right
you're
or wrong?
Right, and it's happening in Muslim families as well. It's not just in non-Muslim families. And
so, क्यों नहीं समझ रही है?
Yes.
क्या इस्लाम ये कहता है? फिर कहते हैं जब जब दोनों फारिग होकर जाएंगे तो हो सो बोरिंग पार्टी. अरे तुम किसी के साथ नाच रही थी, वो किसी के साथ नाच रहा था, बोरिंग पार्टी. और जाकर घर पे भी लड़ेंगे. लड़ेंगे, तुम क्या उसके साथ नाच रही थी, तुम क्या उसके साथ नाच रहा था. ये सब कर कराकर अगले दिन पता चलेगा कि तलाक के पेपर दोनों ने साइन किया कि दूसरे के हाथ में दे दिए. मुफ्ती साहब इसको एक्सप्लेन करें.
बट भाई साहब, बिफोर डांसिंग देयर इज अ इंट्रोडक्शन आल्सो.
हां, शी इज माय वाइफ,
शी इज
माय डॉटर,
शी इज माय
डॉटर, ही इज माय स्लेव. हां, ये एक्स्ट्रा करेंगे.
सो आफ्टर द इंट्रोडक्शन इट गोस टू द डांस.
मुस्लिम अगर डांस नहीं भी है तब भी इन पार्टियों में बहुत बेहयाई होती है. मुफ्ती साहब,
yes, another, you know,
आपको मेरे जज्बात बयान करने हैं.
yes, yes, another behavior which was discussed.
I want to save my Islamic families, all Islamic families.
Okay, another conduct and behavior that is discussed here, that sometimes men and women together, they will dress up and with full makeups and preparations, and then young son and young daughter is also with them, and in the car the woman is sitting unveiled totally, man is with his, you know, three piece suit and tie and etc., and they're going to a party. Now when they enter the party place or party hall, they introduce their wives, the wife introduce their husbands, etc., and they have their juices, drinks, whatever. And then after a while, you see, man goes and he's standing with somebody else's wife, and his wife is standing with someone else's husband or other men, and chit chat and talking and all that is happening in a very friendly environment. No one feels bad anything about it. No one feels jealous at that time what's happening. Because it's a culture, and you need to be open-minded, and you know, you need to be a real man and real woman in that culture. This is how you would be.
ये पढ़ा लिखा modern और जनाब बहुत जिंदा दिल का चल गया था.
Yes, this is so-called, you know.
So-called. Yes.
Yes.
Good word, Mufti
Sahab. जिंदा दिल
का. So-called.
Yes, and then after a while, you see. Man is dancing with someone else's wife, and wife is dancing with, you know, someone's husband. And this is how they spend their time. And this is what they call that, you know, they're enjoying. And then they see suddenly, where's my son? Where's my daughter? The son is standing with another young girl, and girl is standing with another young boy. And they don't mind about it. They get happy. Oh wow, nice. They look very nice. You know, as Haji sir puts it, a cute couple. You know, yeah, what a lovely match. You know, all these kind of sweet words they use. And they finish. They come back, and when they come back, they start talking about the party, and they say how boring the party was, and they start passing, you know, negative comments on a lot of people and the arrangements and etc. But now you say it's boring, but what were you doing there? You were dancing, you were enjoying, you were jumping, you were whistling, you were clapping, you were doing all these kind of things. But then they'll come back and start arguing, and they will start now making accusations, slandering. Oh, you were enjoying with that man, eh? And the man will say, oh yeah, I saw you. You were having a good time with that man. I think you have developed something, some feelings or whatever. They start now accusing, and then the next day that reaches that the divorce papers will come and they must sign and now finish the marriage.
Wo jis mard se mil rahi hai na, wo uska shohar nahi hai. Wo usse bada politely aur bade well matured andaaz mein milega. Ab wo compare kar rahi hai na apne shohar se. Ab shohar din raat saath rehta hai, hain.
He was so polite.
Dekha? Dekha usko?
The man that she met.
Ye darar hai.
Yes.
The man that... Wo us aurat se mil raha hai na, to wo aurat ko dekh raha hai. Dekh, wo kitni polite baat karti thi na. Kitni muskara ka baat karti thi tu. जब देखो मुंह चढ़ा हुआ होता है तो बोले कि तो ये जो कंपैरेटिवली जो चीजें नजर आई आपकी, इस्लाम ने इसको रोका था ना, इस्लाम ने इसको रोका था और आप खुलकर गए और घर को आपने कंपेयर किया आउटडोर सारे सिस्टम से, सो नतीजा क्या निकला, आपका घर तबाही के धाने पर आ गया और आप बोलोगे इस्लाम में बहुत गुंजाइश है, इस्लाम में बहुत गुंजाइश है, भाई इस्लाम में बेहयाई की कोई गुंजाइश नहीं है, इस्लाम में बहुत गुंजाइश है, इस्लाम में बेहयाई की, बेगैरती की, इस तरह की मतलब के तबाही बर्बादी कोई गुंजाइश नहीं है, इस्लाम तो नसब को हया को बचाता है।
यस, आई मीन इन दिस
काइंड ऑफ, एग्री विद मी,
आई एग्री एंड आई वुड लाइक टू एक्सप्लेन टू द व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, नाउ विद दिस काइंड ऑफ पार्टीज एंड अ मैन इज डांसिंग विद another woman, strange woman.
No dancing, sir, no baatcheet kar raha hai.
Even if they're talking. Now, she is being too polite with him. Because they just met and that conversation of half an hour, 1 hour, that's not that they're spending life together. So, she is being very nice. Now, he starts comparing his wife with that woman. That whenever I come home, you know, your face is pulled up. You are not friendly, you want to fight. And then... That woman is spending time or talking or dancing with other man, and that man is now trying to be very polite with her, talking very softly, very nicely, and she now starts comparing that man with the husband. You know, my husband is like a hard nature, he shouts and he does like this. No, he's spending day and night, you know, with you. He can't be like this strange man who is just there for half an hour.
So this
is where the major problem comes, and then that actually brings a crack
causes
in a relationship.
Divorces.
And then they start meeting secretly.
Sir, there's another very common practice amongst many homes that are not educated on the Islamic values. For example, you have friends, and this friendship develops into strong friendship, and then you find the friendship come visits take place. Like the husband allows his friend to come to his house, and the wife comes there. They sit and they start talking like this, and they become so friendly that eventually the husband will allow the wife to go, sometimes even to a doctor with his friend. Or the wife would do the same with the husband. Eventually, the husband has no problem if his wife has his friend's telephone number, and the other way around. And many, many, many homes have been destroyed because of this type of friendship.
Hazrat Sahab, Rishad Bhai raises a very, very, you know, important thing here now. The exchanging of telephone numbers and that. We, you know, in the age of social media right now. And... many, you know, ghair mahram, yes, men and women that are in marriages, marriage counselors are starting to say that they're having affairs without physical contact, emotional affairs. So, what happens is that, you know, they start talking to ghair mahrams on, you know, via social media. So that which they are not getting from their spouses, they're seeking somewhere else. You know, like that polite talk that you're talking about at the party. You gave the example of the party. But now it's happening over social media. And I just have, you know, recently I heard of an incident. I'll mention the incident, you know, I mean, no need to verify whatever the actual details were. But a married woman got the details of, someone that she knew from the past. You know, in the Western countries, the whole story of boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, so...
Not only Western.
Eastern as well.
Mostly.
Gee. So, previously you had boyfriend, So for some reason the relationship broke up, you got married, you had children. 7-8 years later, you found the number of the old boyfriend or old girlfriend, and now you start chatting. And now you wonder, if I continued that relationship, what life would have been? He's so polite, he's so nice, she's so nice, she's so polite. So that, that spark, that flame reignites. And there was a case recently, where we heard of, a lady that actually her marriage ended because now she couldn't find that type of relationship with the husband. Marriage ended, talaq was given, and secretly got married to the old boyfriend. Within 6 weeks, new talaq. Now sitting without any husband.
मेरे तो सहन में अभी
completely
एक ही चीज आ गई अभी new
जी
options खत्म कर दिए जाएं औरत के पास जब गैर मर्दों के options आ गए मिलने के बात करने के तो वो कंपेयर करने लग गई और मर्द के पास ऑप्शंस आ गए गैर औरतों से मिलने और बात करने के तो वो कंपेयर करने लग गया औरत को जो बाउंड्री बनाई है गैर मर्दों से और मर्द को जो कहा गया है अपनी निगाहों को कुछ नीची रखें और गैर औरतों से बिला इजाजत शरई बात ना करें ना मिलें अगर ये चीजें नाइज हो जाए Inshallah Ta'ala ghar chalega. Kyunki usko pata hai, option nahi hai. Mujhe isi ke saath nibhana hai.
Yes, sir. There's another culture that's developing and they feel spiritually connected. But they don't realize the evil that's in there. That's Haji Bhai, Haji Behn, Umrah Bhai, Umrah Behn.
So Namaji families, Bhai, Namaji Behn.
Yeah. Families go together for Hajj. Or families go together for Umrah. Now they live together, they get very close and then they start meeting very often, they shake hands, and thereafter, of course, man is a man and woman is a woman. And third person that comes between man and a woman is shaitan. So many places, these kind of things are also reported, that with this so-called Haji Bhai and Haji Bhai, Nauzubillah, affairs started. Because they became close now. That restriction and that being outsider is not there anymore. We spend 5 weeks together on Hajj, so like everything is protected. Doesn't mean that we're going on Hajj, ghair mahram becomes mahram. And ghair mahram will remain ghair mahram. It doesn't matter where you went, even if you went on the seventh heaven and you came back together, ghair mahram is still a ghair mahram.
Even at the parties, the view sharing, how I was dancing at the stage, how I was looks like, there was a view sharing also. It happens.
The other thing that you see is that when those types of relationships develop, then more often than not, you get the spouse complaining about their spouses. My husband treats me like this, and my husband does that, and my husband does that, or my wife does this, and my wife does that. So you start taking the faults out of your spouse to a third person, to a stranger, basically. And the Quran speaks about the relationship between husband and wife, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna." The wife is the garment for the husband, and the husband is the garment for the wife. Ulama ikram have explained, that you have to understand what is the function of a garment to understand the Sayyid Karima properly. And one of the functions of a garment is that it protects you. Your clothes, your clothing, your garment protects you from the weather. It protects you from heat. It protects you from the cold. So
protects your area of shame.
Yes. So the husband should be the protector of the wife, and the wife should be the protector of the husband. Protection is not just only physical protection. Protect the respect of your husband. Protect the shame of your husband. Protect. Then another function of a garment is that it beautifies you. So it makes you look good, and the husband should be the beautification of the wife, and the wife should be the beautification of the husband. Another function of the libas and the clothes is that it hides your faults. It conceals your faults. If you have any blemishes on your body, your clothes covers it. So the husband should cover the faults of the wife, and the wife should cover the faults of the husband.
Yeah, they mustn't go and tell their friends.
To expose it to everybody else.
How bad my husband is, or how bad my wife is.
A very common occurrence is you find even women do it amongst themselves. You find even men do this. Discuss certain things about their spouses as if it's a joke. They discuss some habits and sometimes some very personal, very, very personal matters. What is the need for anybody to discuss any personal matter with anybody else? This is totally an unacceptable
habit.
Yes.
Inviting other men to think about their wives, or inviting other women to think about their husbands.
Causes of divorces.
Yes.
Is our topic, and now हमने काफी discuss की. एक चीज और है इसमें कि जब थोड़ी बहुत misunderstanding पैदा होती है, मुफ्ती साहब please explain. थोड़ी बहुत misunderstanding पैदा होती है तो आदमी एक जाली आमिल का पता देख लेता है.
Yeah, this is very important when there is some kind of misunderstanding.
जाली आमिल का पता देख लेती है और वहाँ जाकर दोनों एक दूसरे के बारे में डिस्कस करते हैं और वो चूंकि कोई खौफे खुदा वाला और सही आमिल नहीं होता तो वो दोनों के इस एटीट्यूड से फायदा उठाता है, पैसे बटोरता है और माज अल्लाह वो काम करता है जो बयान में नहीं कर सकता और आखिरकार घर भी टूट जाता है. ज्यादा रूहानी इलाज होना चाहिए और उसके लिए आपके पास दावत इस्लामी का माहौल है, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट नेट के जरिए है और इस्लामी बहनों से ही तावीज लेती है और रूहानी इलाज करवाती है और मर्द मर्दों से इस्लामी भाइयों से करवाते हैं. तो या कोई ऐसा खौफ खुदा वाला कोई नेक आमिल मिलता हो तो कोई हरज नहीं है, लेकिन वहाँ भी अपनी पर्सनल मैटर डिस्कस ना किए जाए, इसकी ज़रूरत नहीं होती और इससे घर टूटने के अंदेशे बढ़ जाते हैं. जी मुफ्ती साहब.
यस, देयर इज अनदर साइड टू इट. When some kind of misunderstanding occurs between people in the relationships, then normally you see that man runs to a fake spiritual healer, and a woman runs to also mostly fake peer sahab, fake baba, fake spiritual healer.
Bile Kamil.
Yes. Those who do black magic and all the tricks, and they know very well, because they are not there to help people, they are players, and they take full advantage of their situation and they take money from them and other kind of abuses. So people must be very careful in these kind of situations when a misunderstanding occurs. Don't go and offer yourself to abuses by such kind of fake people.
One more causes of divorce. It's a social media. As per research on net and as per media information, so that time the huge number of divorces, the reason of social media.
Yes.
क्योंकि वो दोनों का अलग अलग इंट्रेक्शन हो जाता है, जैसे आपने भी कहा. और ये भी मतलब के तलाक के बढ़ने का सबब है, लिहाजा सोशल मीडिया के इस्तेमाल को पर गौर करें और जो इसका जायज इस्तेमाल है, अच्छा और नेक इस्तेमाल है, उस हद तक रखें और औरतों को चाहिए कि वो इसे बचें, इसके करीब ना जाएं. ये मेरा अपनी मेंटेलिटी है.
What is being said that as one of the cause of divorce is also abuse of social media. That through social media, people, you know, develop friendships and start affairs, and that leads to divorces. Men must make sure that only work related or to whatever extent Sharia allows. They should use activities on social media, and women should not touch at all, because they're emotionally weak and they can, you know, get carried away very quickly, and they are big chances of them being tempted and misled with ease. So they should not have access to these kind of, you know, evil openings and evil doors. And men should also have access within Shari'i rules and regulations. Otherwise, it's a disaster.
So I have a wonderful suggestion to make, inshallah, tabarakallah. I'm quite confident and I'm very positive this will help us.
Give the suggestion and then we will assess wonderful or not wonderful.
Number one, each and every person has a cell phone. Agree? Check on your cell phone, check all your contacts. See how many females you have, we have, a man has, that shouldn't be there. His sister's number should be there, mother, daughter, wife. Any female's number that you have on your cell phone, I'm...
Haji Ben.
I can hide the name. You must be sincere. Hiding the name, you're not helping what I'm trying to say, yeah. That will help everybody. Delete every number that should not be there. Don't put a male's number with a male's name with the female's number, because you're only deceiving yourself.
Allah that is what exactly happened.
That won't help you solve the problem. I said I've got a suggestion that can solve the problem. Delete every number that shouldn't be there. That goes to all my Islamic brothers and to the sisters. Delete every number of a male that shouldn't be there. You will see the change. And we also have good news for all the viewers of Madani channel. I also have other solutions that can help. Join this movement of Dawat Islami. Give dars in your home. Encourage and allow your husbands to attend the weekly ijtima every Thursday night, no matter where you are. If there is no ijtima in your area, encourage your husband to start ijtima there. Encourage him and allow him to travel in the 3-day Madani Kafila every month of the affair. Inshallah, tabarakah ta'ala, you'll see change, you'll see a revolution in your home. And this is when you start learning and you start developing Islamic values into your lives. And once you develop Islamic culture, Islamic values in your life, inshallah, tabarakallah, I this is my guarantee, all these problems will come to an end.
Now I agree that your suggestion was wonderful.
And now, if you give me permission, I come one more step.
Go two steps, no problem.
It's okay, you delete your unnecessary all women and women numbers in your cell phone. But my opinion is that you delete that type of women and men context in your mind, in your heart.
Yes.
The phone nahi bhi tha, tab bhi milte the. Aapka mind ban jaye ke, matlab ke mujhe koi aurat ka mind ban jaye ke mujhe koi gair mard na dekhe. Main gair mard se na milu. Aur mard ka zehn ban jaye ke mujhe kisi gair aurat se is tarah ka koi nizam nahi chahiye. تو انشاءاللہ تبارک و تعالی یہ جو معاملہ ہے نا یہ درست ہو جائے گا اللہ نے چاہا تو صلو علی الحبیب. یعنی میں آپ کو ایک حدیث سناتا ہوں کہ سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے شہزادی کونین سیدہ فاطمہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا سے استفسار فرمایا اور یہ یقیناً ہماری جو اسلامی بہنیں ہیں یہ بہت محبت کرتی ہوں گی سیدتنا خاتون جنت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے.
Yes, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم said to حضرت خاتون جنت بی بی فاطمہ الزہرا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, and we are positive to believe that Islamic sisters definitely do have great love for خاتون جنت بی بی فاطمہ الزہرا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ.
استفسار فرمایا سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے,
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم asked حضرت بی بی فاطمہ الزہرا,
عورت کے لیے کون سی چیز بہتر ہے؟
What is better for a woman?
عرض کی.
She replied,
نہ تو عورت غیر مردوں کو دیکھے
Woman should not look at men.
Na hi gair mad aurat ise dekhe.
And strange men should not look at her.
Aapne inke jawab ko pasand farmate hue inhe seene se laga liya.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked her answer and he hugged her.
Aur ye ayat e kareema tilawat farmayi.
And he recited this ayah kareema.
Zurriyatam ba'duha min ba'd. Ye para 3 surah al imran ki ayat hai. Kaisa hai tarjuma kanzul iman? Ye ek nasl hai ek dusre se.
This is a generation from each other.
Marwi sahaba ikram alaihim ridwan دیواروں میں سوراخ اور روشن دان بنانے سے منع فرماتے تھے تاکہ عورتیں مردوں کی طرف نہ جھانکیں.
It is reported that Sahaba Ikram would stop putting up holes or windows in the rooms so women should not look at men.
تو یہ ہماری شریعت ہے, ہمارا دین ہے, ہمارا اسلام ہے. جب ہم اس طرح کی چیزیں ہیں جو میں ایڈوائس یہ کروں کہ ایک دیوار ہے مرد اور عورتوں کے درمیان اسلام میں کھڑی کی ہے, ہم نے وہ دیوار گرا دی. ایک پردہ ہے غیر مرد اور غیر عورتوں کے درمیان, ہم نے وہ پردہ پھاڑ دیا. ایک باؤنڈری ہے, ایک ڈرو ہے, لائن ڈرو ہے مرد اور عورتوں کے درمیان, ہم نے وہ لائن ختم کر دی اور سب کو مخلوط کر دیا. یہ اسی کی تباہی ہے اور اس کو کیا کہا جائے گا.
Yes, Islam has put a wall or a curtain between man and woman. We have destroyed that wall and we have torn that curtain, and there's a clear distinction and clear line between man and woman. We have destroyed that line and we mix them, and then the end result is destruction and nothing else.
So now this is ایک دوسرے کو برداشت کریں, ایک دوسرے کے حق ادا کریں, محبت سے رہنے کی کوشش کریں.
امپورٹنٹ تھنگ از ٹو کیپ دا ریلیشن شپ, ٹالوریٹ ایچ ادر اینڈ اوور لک دا ویکنسز اینڈ دا فالٹس آف ایچ ادر. شی از یور وائف اینڈ شی ڈیزرو دیٹ کائنڈ آف ریکگنیشن اینڈ ریسپیکٹ. ان ریٹرن شی وڈ ریسپیکٹ یو اینڈ شی وڈ اوبے یو اینڈ شی وڈ اپریشیٹ یو.
اس تھکی ہوئی عورت کو کبھی آپ نے پانی پلایا؟
ہیو یو ایور گیو گلاس آف واٹر ٹو دس ٹائرڈ وومن دیٹ ورکس دا ہول ڈے ان یور ہاؤس او ہسبینڈ؟
کبھی آپ نے کہا ہے کہ آپ آرام کرو, میں ابھی تھوڑی دیر بچوں کو سنبھال لیتا ہوں؟
ہیو یو ایور سیٹ ٹو ہر دیٹ یو مسٹ ریسٹ اینڈ آئی ول لک آفٹر دا کڈس؟
اب ان کیس کے وہ بدتمیزی کر رہی ہے آپ کے ساتھ, لاؤڈلی بات کر رہی ہے, چیخ رہی ہے, چلا رہی ہے, میں آپ کو اس کا حل دوں, آپ اس وقت وہاں سے چلے جاؤ.
In case if she is angry and she is shouting at you and yelling at you and doing all the funny things, I give you a recipe, leave from there immediately.
Aap bologe main nahi jata, ye kyun nahi chup hote, wo aurat hai, aap mard ho, mard raho, aage piche ho jao.
You might say, no, why must I leave, she must keep quiet, you are a man, she is a woman, act as a man and behave like a man, leave from that place.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, it is keys to success, this knowledge does hold.